Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
think I want to hit the moon.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. What a beautiful day on this 23rd day of all days, March. Today, last weekend, celebrated a birthday. So excited. We had some technical difficulty. I apologize for that. However, we're going to take care of some business today. As always, read your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are, for one of the resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. have publications such as My Eye Messenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. Read them. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised. Quality, not surprised. You would just be engulfed by the quality of stories. Try it. You might like it. Remember that expression from years ago. I love it too. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. I tell you, Texas, what is going on with my state? What is going on with both of my states? Want to pull the everything down. Don't want to talk about diversity and inclusion. But they want to put up the Ten Commandments. And we'll go through that this morning. I'm really shocked on that one. Or am I really shocked? Inquiring minds want to know. The Ten Commandments. Other things to talk about. Share, no home, hanging folks. California. Monkeys and gorillas. Now, this is just getting too, you know, I'm glad it's Sunday. I can't cuss like I want to. And I'm not going to do it. I promise. I promise I wasn't going to curse. So we'll just move forward. So many things being done. You know, I think about Harold Melvin and Blue Notes. We just getting bad luck right now. Tennessee kicking out representatives. And what is that about? Is it some troubled times? It may be some troubled times in paradise. Expelling two out of three over gun laws. Talking about gun laws. We say people. Talking about gun laws. Isn't that something? But, you know, we're going to talk about some things this morning. Need you to get on board. The Justins, Pearson, and Jones. Expelled. And what happened to the other folks? What happened to the other folks? We're going to talk about that. Also, congratulations to the Alpha Z chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated with 90 years of service. Can't wait to have those guys on. I'm going to spin you for a ride. I tell you, my first thing I want to tell you about. We're having some bad luck. Bad luck in these court systems. What is it going to take? A governor that's trying to part with Black Lives Matter. He's standing his ground. Do we need to stand ground? I think that horse will have a different color. Definitely. You talk about assault rifles. Mass shootings are continuously improving. Is that the right word? We won't say improving. I did that to catch your attention. It's steadily increasing. What are we going to do? Gun control, Washington. We need gun control. 18. What's bringing him back 3 years? Now, little Johnny can't go hunting. He can use his daddy gun. Need to be locked up. But if you're under 21, you need to be tried as an adult. Carrying a gun, killing somebody. Shooting at somebody. Can't go to the wrong door, getting shot. They have put a seed in some of these minds in this country that even an innocent kid going to the wrong door looking for a sibling, what are we going to do about it, folks? What are we going to do about it? It's, again, so much going on, so little time to talk about. And once we go over some things, I'll definitely we can go back. The first thing I want to talk about is the Ten Commandments. When you talk about the Ten Commandments, Governor Abbott, Governor Abbott. Ten Commandments. We talk about diversity and inclusion. But you don't want that to happen. But you can go and want to be angelic and talk about the Ten Commandments, but you don't shoot people. You want to carry guns. You want to stay in your ground. Well, I'm going to give you a take of what I feel, the comparison here. The Ten Commandments, we all know what they are, and I'm going to refresh your memories on the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. These are considered the rules that God made to tell people how they should live. Let me read it again. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. That should not kill. That should not kill. Sound like an old scratch record back in the day. That should not commit adultery. That should not steal. They've, the Board of Education in the state of Texas, and we're going to talk about this throughout, do not want diversity and inclusion in our system. Again, afraid of what happened in the past, you know what happens yesterday can shape today. What happened 50 years ago can also shape today. But we're struggling with things. You put that in. Well, maybe we should put, thou should not shoot cheerleaders. Innocent cheerleaders sitting in the wrong car. Thou should not shoot kids ringing doorbells. Thou should not remove representatives that oppose gun laws in Tennessee. Thou should not use AR-15s on humans or animals. Thou shall not condemn anyone who has their rights in this country. You know, we talk about the pursuit of happiness and being able to live in free enterprise and do this and do that. Abide by the law. But you abide by the law, but then you have an Oklahoma sheriff caught talking about why all of a sudden, do you think they just pull the onion off the skin? That everybody pulled it back, they all crying. But one thing about history, and we talked about that in February, the contributions that we've made as African Americans, Black, Negroes, whatever you want to, term you want to use, that we lit up this country. I keep telling y'all, Edison, they gave credit for lights. Ben Franklin for electricity, phones, everything. We were out there. We were out there. Ben Franklin wasn't flying no kite when it was raining. Come on. Alexander Graham Bell, he wasn't putting a line across the trees and connected on the other end. Understand that. What is going on? You have a policeman from Antioch, California, called Black People Gorillas and Monkeys. It's getting bad, folks. At one time, you could do that or say that at home. But now it's come out in the streets. America, what must we do? I always say that the world is watching. And if we're having all this turmoil within our confines, then others will see our vulnerability. From the highest position to the lowest, we're here, and last night, there were Indians over here. Whether we were bought over here to work this ground and move west, or whether you came through New York as an immigrant, you came. They brought us. But you came. So a lot of people, you're claiming grounds that you didn't have. You didn't own. But you can't tell by some of the things and the way Congress is going about it. Folks, you got to wake up, smell the coffee. They worry about woke. Woke. You know what woke means? I know what you all, according to the new definition. But woke is basically, we not sleep. And let's get real, country. We ain't sleep. We won't go to sleep. That is troubled times for America. Troubled times. And, you know, we talk about, let me get back to those gentlemen back in, and we'll talk about it throughout. Nashville City Council members, and it's just crazy. State House, Justin and Justin, and even in the voting, isn't that something? Three people, Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, Justin Pearson. Talking about gun control. A 60-year-old white woman. Two mothers. And let me just read what the Representative Johnson talked about. Of course, she is white. Slammed the voting of removing Jones and Preston. Pearson, excuse me. Racist. And I quote, this is from Gloria Johnson. I'm a 60-year-old white woman, and there are two black men, end quote, Johnson said. She added, Pearson and Jones were questioned in a demeaning way, and I quote, demeaning way by lawmakers before their expulsion. President Joe Biden on Thursday called the expulsion's shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent, end quote. We have drawn a line in the middle of the sand. Let's go back to the school days. Baddest man hit my hand, knocked this twig off my shoulder. A day to cross that line. But not only have they crossed the line, they have moved the goal line on us. Imagine you playing football. You know, the playing surface is 100 yards. Now, the whole field is 120 yards, but goal line to goal line is 100 yards. And each time you get into the 10 yard, to get inside the 10, they keep moving the goal line. The closer we get, the further away we are. That's what they played in Nashville. That's just one of late. Shooting the cheerleaders. Texas. But you want the Ten Commandments. Is it a reminder that you want to read? Is that what you want to read? To remind yourself? It's crazy. It is crazy. You know, we got to go back in time, y'all, according to these folks. We need some prayer. We need to talk to our kids and let them understand what is going on. It is crazy. I have the perfect song for them. They just can't let go.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No, no. Oh, oh, oh. Why must they try to tear down the house when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way? We made a vow to love through it all. We are. And no one has the right to tear my love down.
No matter what the people say, no, I'm gonna love you anyway. You are my life, I can't let go. Even if we fuss or fight, try to get it right.
Get it right.
You are my life, I can't let go. Even if we disagree, you can put it all on me. You are my life.
Sheltered me with your heart. There's no safer place than to be in love. And here I will stand. And there ain't never, ain't gonna never, ever leave you. Oh, oh, oh.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
No matter what the
life,
people say,
I can't hold. Even if we fuss about it,
even if we fuss.
Right, no matter what the people say, they just can't let go. Folks, we got to make this thing happen. You got to vote. You got to get out here. It is so important that we do this. Times are going backwards. And yes, I made it plural, excuse me. Not time, times are going backwards. And I know better, but it's catchy. It's going back in such that I'm having trouble with the sheriff or the police officer in California. It's awful. I just can't fathom the idea of we got the monkeys, let's go get the gorillas. If that don't stir you up, I don't know what else will. I don't know what else will. Oftentimes, I sit here and listen to how things are going. How people are perceiving others. How we're twisting laws back and forth. How? Why? AKs, ARs, A whatever you want to call it. People are losing their lives. Losing. Since last Sunday when we were on the air, let's talk about this and we'll go through it throughout it. In Los Angeles, California, one man was killed and three were injured outside an ice cream shop in Northridge neighborhood. Detroit, one person was killed and three were injured in downtown Detroit. Louisville, Kentucky, two people were killed and four were injured at Chickasaw Park. Dadeville, Alabama, four were killed, 23 were injured at a 16-year-old's birthday party at Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Studio. Four people dead, 32 injured. It's got to stop, y'all. Biloxi, Mississippi. Five people were injured. One was an officer near Surf Style store on US 90, Biloxi. Even Hawaii and Maui were killed, and three others were injured at an illegal cockfight. Will they take them to jail? They'll do it for dogs, but will they do it for cockfights? And you know where I'm going when I mentioned that. In Maui. Houston. H-Town. A man was injured in a dispute with another man at a bus stop. As well, he was an innocent bystander. Another person exited a nearby restaurant before killing the first suspect, accidentally hitting a rideshare driver. Houston. Baltimore, Maryland, four people injured in a shootout on Charles Street. Badawin and Yarmouth, up in Maine, four people were killed in Baldwin. Shot fired a vehicle along 295, wounding three people, killing four. They do have a suspect that was taken into custody. Hartford, Connecticut, three people were injured in a drive-by shooting, and a 12-year-old girl who probably had a lot of potential would never get to reach the potential because somebody put a period in her life. D.C., 8 people injured. This is over in Southeast D.C. Police found 7 men injured and later found a girl injured in the same neighborhood, which they said may be related. Gun violence. And you can't vote on gun violence? You can't restrain by just 18 is 21 that will solve some of the problems. But you know, oh, we got a gun at the house. Johnny been playing with guns since he was 12. That's the problem. And with the rhetoric that little Johnny could be hearing at home, all of a sudden, everybody drinking muscle milk. Everybody sharpening their tool. Something's going on, folks. Is it that much hatred that we are having our own American Revolution? Not 1867. 1692. Whatever we've learned in our plight as students, adults, it's 2023. We're fighting each other. We're killing each other. Only showing our vulnerability. That's what's happening. We can't. We shall not, will not allow this to go on. We vote. I don't care what side of the ledger. What will it take? Somebody in your own family to get hurt? Push it up to 21. You can't drink until you're 21. And we understand they drink before that. They get guns before that. But if we push it to 21 and you found with a gun underneath that, you need to serve a little time. You need to look at the world from behind the bars. Every week we talk about killing. Shootings, mass exodus in neighborhoods. What's going on? And then when you come to Dallas, Houston, Huntsville, San Antonio, Mahia, Austin, Waco, El Paso, you get all of this rhetoric out of Austin, Texas. Why, guys? You say you're prayerful, but prayerful and angelicals don't release people who have shot and killed people. You're talking about stand your ground. I'm sure if anybody of color, if they said they stand their ground or stood their ground, will they be able to get through the cases? Will we go to California and be called monkeys and we got the monkeys, let's go after the gorillas? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And if you have young kids in your life, young ones, you only fear that what would the future hold for them? What will it hold? Craziness. Folks, you know, every day we have an e-blurb that you need to get on. Because right now, letting you know, Texas Metro News, or Metro News, is celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. April is National Humor Month. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It is also brunch. Believe it or not, brunch month. Boy, I have a couple beverages. I don't think I can say it 10 times in a row. Brunch month. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had any beverages, so that's understandable. Some of the highlights that we are following this morning, Parkland, Dallas County Human and Health Services, discussing a plan for a healthier society. President Biden plans to announce a re-election campaign. If you remember, a couple of years ago, a young lady was killed when a crane in downtown Dallas collapsed and fell into a building. It's been about 6 years now, and now the city of Dallas, or the courts, are now taking that. DeSoto's city council member, Chisholm, appointed to the National League of Cities Race, Equity, and Leadership Council. Now, race equity, that's a very tight word. Diversity, inclusion. Well, DeSoto, Crystal Chisholm, has been appointed to the National League of Cities NLC 2023 Race, Equity, and Leadership. They're calling it REAL, R-E-A-L, Race, Equity, and Leadership Council. It's a one-year term to develop and guide programs among local elected officials of similar communities. The appointment was announced by the NLC President, Mayor Victoria Woodridge of Tacoma, Washington. Congratulations, Councilwoman Chisholm. Metro News, that's what we do. Don't believe the hype. Too much hype out there. Hype about this gun. You hype about it. Exclusion. Don't believe the hype. So much is going on, so little to talk about it, so little time. Excuse me, I'm just all fired up about this, about the Ten Commandments. Learn it in church. Teach it at home. But in school, you'd rather put that up instead of about diversity. Now, you know that's going to start the great debate with Angelicas throughout the country. We already talk about Egypt, that they don't want to put on the continent of Africa. Talk about that dark, sun-roasted skin, hair, burly hair. That doesn't look like the picture I've seen if I've gone to First Baptist of Dallas. The picture changes when we go to in Richardson, maybe. But we go to our missionary Baptist churches, you will see something that's a little different. A little different. And let's get the history correct, ladies and gentlemen, and not so much his story. His story. They don't want kids to know the truth. Or how they got into position, the way they went about it, killing people. You know, Donnie come home with Brenda. I didn't get way out there with our names on our babies out there. But Brenda, and Brenda looks a little different. It's a guess who's coming to dinner moment again. Some of the kids are trying to change things up, but still stuck on zero. And I'm being nice because it's Sunday morning. And it leads me to think, I'm just shaking my head like, what's going on? I go back to Charlottesville. Here a kid wasn't even thought of. His dad wasn't even thought of. And you plow on a car because of Black Lives Matter. What are we teaching our kids? It is the saddest thing, the darkest day in America in my lifetime. We've had assassinations, attempted assassinations. We've had a black president. We made progress. And the more we move forward, seems that they want to pull you back. You got to wake up, folks. Wake up. Go vote. Get in the system. Don't say your one vote don't count. If you don't vote, you're right. But you continue to vote and put the wheels in motion. Things will eventually change. But we have to stay unified. If this, what is going on in our country, does not make you feel uncomfortable, then I don't know what else will. Evaluate, reevaluate what's going on. There was a song by Cameo, The Skin That I'm In. None of us at this point in our lives had control over what their skin color may be. Our parents determined that, and we should take that and run with it, like at a track meet. Let's get to the finish line. Teach your kids. Talk to your kids. Because if you think it's bad now, if we don't do anything about it, it's worse in years to come. Think about that. It is going out of bounds. Okay, the rapper Meek Mill vows to spread the word against anti-Semitism. Let's not talk or think about Kanye. Oh my God. People just making all kind of comments. I paused for a minute because I wanted you to just think about what has been said. What we are seeing. It hurts my heart every day to think that children will have to go through this all the way through. You shoot up a church in a lot of way in the country, they say they can take you before you go to jail. Does that happen like that in the hood? Or people of color? Hey, before we take you to jail, let's go ahead and get you something to eat. It's bad when the system is corrupt. We all have our certain prejudices. But some, when they get a gun or a badge, not all now, some take it to another level, like in Oklahoma, California. Let me just give you some more. Monkey dials his way to California cop. This was in the New York Post. New York Post talking about what happened in Antioch, California. A monkey. And then one says, we got the monkey, let's go after the gorillas. Come on, y'all. Come on. Last I checked, yeah, I'm going to step out there a little bit. They talk about we came from primates. As time evolved, we stood straighter and straighter, more erect. Physical features. Now, seems like more of one race is closer to our gorilla than what they're trying to make. Now, I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. Usually I try to soak it in and be just as general as I can, but I'm pissed right now of how we have come to this point where we are killing ourselves in this country. We're to the point where our kids are seeing us bicker against each other. All we need to do is just pick each other up. Move forward. Because if we show the deficiencies and weaknesses of this country. Other countries are watching. They are watching. And literally, folks, a change must come. Not gotta come, must come. I'm telling you, that's being optimistic. Will the change come? You know, Sam Cooke, everybody has been very optimistic about things that have gone on in the world. What are we doing to this thing foster into what it should be? Tell your kids the truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't deny them what they need to know, because I know our kids, when they go to school, they try to play with everybody. But help them understand that when the moment that little Johnny don't want to play no more, little Susie stopped braiding her hair like ours, it's because of the influx. The influence of people, listen, the influx of negativity is on the doorfront. The influence of home that are negative from negative people will create negative children. Can you just imagine in kindergarten, you have kids from all spectrums of the world that play together in some way, they have no problem. No problem whatsoever. But then they realize that little Johnny can't play with Susan. And then what do? When you separate, you start talking otherwise. And you tell Johnny, you can't play with Susan no more. Why? You're going to be okay. Well, let's discuss it too. Because Susie got the message, and Susie was forced to get away from John. That's what this world is doing. Playing with these kids that foster for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years of separation. You can see a lot of kids today that are mixed. They are mixed. And people are just falling out about that. But this world that we live in is just like a bag of Skittles. It's a rainbow assortment. If people want to mix, you look at the NBA. You got a bunch of brothers come from biracial families. And, you know, it's just like chocolate milk. The milk is white. Don't take but one scoop. One scoop. Nestle. Swiss Miss, whatever you want to use. It changed the physical properties. That's the chemistry in me. The physical properties of the milk that turns brown from being white. And if you keep putting more chocolate, it gets darker and darker. That's the physics of America. And you better believe that one would be ostracized if they use the Nestle Quick theory. That's what I'm going to call it. Nestle Quick Theory. It is crazy, folks. Why? 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 I'm still stuck on this California. Oklahoma. Hanging, folks. We didn't say that. We didn't say that. Who said that? Who said that? It's crazy. It hurts. It hurts that our kids have to deal with that. The United States of America. Not their United States or ours. It's us. We live under the red, white, and blue. It's a shame of what America is going through right now. And I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on it because it hurts to know that the next generation has to deal with this. The craziest thing. Gun violence. Crazy. Bills being orchestrated. Orchestrated. Craziness, y'all. I get stuck on that because we're all in this thing together. And people have lost their ever-loving mind. There's so many emphasis placed on trying to keep us down, blacks, that others have come in this country. When you have a little tan complexion, and you're coming in through the borders, they got issues. They look at things as we have to keep them on the borders. Well, how about the other people with tans or less up tans that are flying in airports, coming in cruise ships, but you want to detain and put walls at the border, can there be a special runway at these major airports? They're trying to redirect the narrative on what is going on in our country. We're knowing that the Brown is taking over and they can't stand it. They're still in power, but if we ever can get the immigration and naturalization process where people can come in just like others and become citizens, the landscape would definitely change. It is crazy. Crazy how things have transpired in America. Will a change ever come? I hope so. I pray that it does. Because if we don't, we're going to fall prey to Russia. Any country that does not like us, we're setting up a big target to do it. We got to let go. Are they so afraid of what could happen? We're looking at China right now from a country. You know, they are literally beating us hands down on technology. Technology. China, you look at these cars, these electric cars, there will be a time. These expensive cars have little to no maintenance, very few moving parts, that we will look at gasoline cars will be obsolete. However, you see why these companies, they know that they make their money. Talked with some guys yesterday. We had a little roundtable discussion. When you buy a new car, they mark it up from what they had to pay for it, which was marked up where the motor companies get their money. But the dealership makes their money off maintenance. If you get these electric cars, the maintenance would be little to nothing. It's going to take a wave of years before it levels out. When they get the hang of it, these cars are going to be so expensive, you've already paid for the maintenance. Some of these cars now, when you get them, if you got the computer, they change out the chip. Isn't that something? In that stuff, they can't have it. It is crazy. Crazy the way things are going nowadays. Crazy. I just don't know what to say. I'm just so hurt that we've been over here all these years. 1600s. Jamestown, Savannah, St. Augustine, up and down that coast, the Atlantic seaboard, and we're still fighting, swimming, everything that we can think of, everything that we can think of what's going on in America, fighting for our lives, fighting for our kids' lives. That's what we, it's, I don't know, it just hurts. And that's just, you know, I'm not supposed to give in, but I'm human. What is the future like for our children and our children's children? want to be able to get out here and get the job that they want, get anything they want. But you know how people are, and we just have to move on. It hurts. It really hurts, folks. I can't say that enough. Let's talk about hanging. Come on. Next, they go on a duel in the street. 10 paces. You know they turn around on one. Send them back to Africa. Well, I'm willing to go to Africa if you're willing to go back wherever your ancestors, back to Europe. And some of them might be denying the fact that their parents came from Africa. That's amazing. Totally amazing of what we're going on. I get a lump in my throat. All the years of all the things I've ever learned in school, buying in on this country, buying in on the fact that this is the land of the free and the brave. When you said the Pledge of Allegiance, it meant something. But is it justice for all? It's about 9 minutes after the hour. Having a chat. Going to have some guests on here very shortly. Just things that make you go, Things that keep you informative, create a thought-provoking environment. We want to hear from you. How many times that we have to hear something so negative to get you fired up, to try to make a difference. Be able to explain to kids, your kids, start close to home. I don't care if you have adult kids. Explain to them how you feel. And then ask them to have that conversation with your siblings, your neighbors, your friends, whatever it takes. We need to try to fix this thing. Make kids more aware of it. You see these high schools, they love when we're athletic and can make the difference. But then we start pulling books off the shelves. Remember we talked to them about that? Can you believe just the impact that we've made? Huck Finn, all that. Trying to tell you through things. Then you stand up and we get Black Lives Matter. Then somebody shoots somebody from Black Lives Matter. Then you have a governor that wants to pardon the individual. Stand your ground. You know what? I'm not trying to start no revolution. But will these same laws that have been for us if something should happen in that magnitude? I'm not pushing that, but I'm just trying to change the narrative of how the politicians would think. If they would think about the case, if the narrative changed, how would they go about it? They'll say, he didn't stand his ground. He took his ground. Let's get him. Well, just a day or two, you said they were defending themselves and they shot somebody. And now you want to give them a pardon? People are going to go cuckoo for cocoa puffs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The craziest thing I thought of was how we are just going backwards. And we should want to do the impact that we've had in the world of sports, politics, medicine. We've checked many boxes as African Americans, but it's still not enough. They don't know what to do now with the gymnastics. The complexion has changed. The hype of ladies' gymnastics is at all-time high. The ability to pull off certain flips and twirls, and you name it, with confectious. Is that? Let's back up. They have music that you see the folks infectious. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. One of the moments, my mind is up the road with the other stuff I want to talk about. But contagious, I'll use that, contagious movement. Catching their feet. I don't know if you've ever seen Undercover Brother, where the guy tried to play like he was so anti-black, trying to hurt the brotherhood. Every time, I think it was Mary J. Blige song, he started popping his ankles. And yeah. Gymnastics, watch out. You think Dominique Dawes, Gabby Douglas, all those folks. And now we're just changing the narrative. Changing the narrative. Diane Durham, the 84 Olympics, was supposed to be in the 80 Olympics, but due to the boycott by President Jimmy Carter. Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, Dee Foster, flashback, Alabama. Did she make it? No, isn't that something? Betty Okino, the McDonald's Cup in 91. Dominique Dawes, we mentioned, made it to the big time. Gabby Douglas to the big time. The change, folks. Let's wake up, America. It's changing. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. And then all we've ever asked for in this country was opportunity. Opportunity to move forward. Opportunity to do things the right way. Buffalo Soldiers really move forward in a lot of situations. It's unbelievable unfolding. Teach your kids. Tell them the truth. Have them research stuff. But sometimes they got to see it and believe it. But again, I'm just taken aback over the state of Texas wanting to post the Ten Commandments in all the classrooms. They're trying to post that anything else. No inclusion, diversity, nothing of that nature. But as I mentioned before, and I'll do it again right quick, is that when you have the Ten Commandments, they are: thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Maybe they should put this in this: thou shalt not kill a cheerleader when she steps in the wrong car. Thou should not shoot kids ringing the wrong doorbell. thou should not remove reps from Tennessee when they oppose certain laws. Thou should not use AR-15s when they're hunting game or shooting people. That's what they need to hang in Texas. That's what they need to do. And if you can take these books out, just unbelievable of what we've gone through over these years. And let me remind you of a lady. Her name is Ruby Bridges. She's Ruby Bridges Hall. But I want you to read that to your kids and let them know she was the first African-American child to desegregate an all-white William Fritz Elementary School in Louisiana during the New Orleans school desegregation crisis. Little girl had the aptitude to challenge any kid at that particular school. They just didn't want her in. The fight, the pioneer, that's what we have to be, pioneers at what we do. There's an old song, don't let nothing turn you around. Don't let it happen. But now she's a grown woman telling her story. Unbelievable. Part of the civil rights movement in the middle of the Brown versus the Board of Education. That was decided almost 3 months and 22 days before she was even born. But they took advantage of that at that time to get her in an integrated school. Craziness, y'all. We've been dealing with it a long time. It's about 18 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. We have some guests that are coming on to talk about some things. I'm just enjoying myself doing what I do. And let me just check to make sure our guest that's coming on. And before I bring the guest, there's some good things going on. I'm not going to steal our guest is Thunder. We're just going to go ahead and bring her in. We're recording the group.
Good morning.
You sound all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Tell me what's going on in your world.
I've been up early. Today we're having our inaugural youth cotillion for the National Council of Negro Women Youth Ambassadors. It will be at Allen E. Sims Recreation Center in Cedar Hill, Texas on Parkerville Road. I really don't have the, I think it's 309 East Parkerville Road.
Okay.
But I sent you the invitation before. I'm actually driving. I'm running some last minute errands this morning.
All right. Well, be careful, but we appreciate you.
I am.
Tuning in.
I'm on my Bluetooth. It's hands-free.
Okay. All right. Great. So it starts today at 3 o'clock.
Yes, it starts today at 3 p.m. We have five young men and five young ladies who will be participating in the cotillion, and we even have a couple of younger future youth ambassadors because our group is actually ages 12 to 17. But we have a few of the younger siblings of our members who, when we volunteer to feed the homeless and hand out meals and toys and coats to those in need, some of those younger siblings, they come out and they just assist. So when they turn 12, they will be able to become a youth ambassador as well.
Awesome. Now, I'm familiar with your young men and women. I think it's a great idea to get them involved, kind of give them some cultural things. A lot of kids, they are so smart, but some of the socialization skills, a lot of our kids are missing. And I just think the idea of you all including them and your process of just making a difference in their lives will definitely change how they perceive things when this evening is over. So
yes,
have they been?
And I, doing great. And like when we feed the homeless, I let some of those because I'm a single mother myself, and there are a few youth ambassadors who are they have a single parent. And I just let them know that, hey, anything could happen and change your whole life situation. So when you get out here, you know, you do a great job at whatever you do and get back to the community because you never know. You could need this helping hand someday.
Right.
And I tell them that they should always appreciate that single parent, you know, that's doing the bulk of the parenting because it's hard.
Yeah, in some instances it's very hard when you have two, and you can imagine how it is for one, but when one is really putting it out there to make sure that you don't miss this or have this, doing the best they can. I think our kids just don't appreciate what their parent or parent is doing for them. You know, they see other kids, and I tell you what I've always been told, even with two parents, is that we're doing the best we can. You know, they may not be happy having it.
Right.
So, you know, just we got to take the bull by the horns and make the most of what we have. You know, if you don't have if you don't have an airplane, then maybe you need to buy the bus. So you still get where you're going. One going to take a little longer than the other. But, you know, the kids have a lot of challenges, a lot of peer pressure, and we appreciate you all what your endeavors are. Keeping these young folks involved really stands out. And for those other organizations, please get to the point where you can help these kids and prepare them for life. Because a lot of kids become adults not having formal activities that could maybe change their lifestyle. When they get older. So we have to pay attention to that.
Exactly.
But, you know.
And when
again,
they do it at this young age, they know what to expect. They know that, hey, this is how I'm supposed to dress. This is how I'm supposed to, you know, act and carry myself in a formal setting.
Right. And give them exposure where they're doing dancing, things of that nature. It helps the kids. You know, just kind of learn some of the other things that are going on. It builds that database, and you're the computer person. That's what you're doing. You're increasing their database of learning things.
Right.
Okay. So we'll look forward to seeing you, say, today at 3 o'clock.
Yes, today at 3 o'clock.
And, again, we wish you the very best in this endeavor. And anytime you want to come on, please feel free to just give us ideas of what's going on. The folks, they're going to be in City Hill. And I can add this about City Hill. There's a City Hill Action Team chat that's out there at the same rec center. If you get a chance, try to introduce those kids. I can't think of her name right now, but she is the president of that. And they all kind of active. The kids there in the Cedar Hill area. Very nice program. And you talk about community service. A lot of people make donations, and they make sure that kids have coats and things of that nature and teach the kids how the world is bigger than themselves. And sometimes kids are less fortunate, and then you need to get out there and help make life better for them as well. All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you this evening. Go ahead.
I have that address. It's 310 East Parkerville Road, Cedar Hill, Texas, 05104. And our theme is Transforming Tomorrow's Leaders.
All right. Seems like you have a very nice program today, folks. If you get a chance in that area, please come out and support the ladies of Negro Council of Negro Women, the T. Mathis Hawkins section. Their inaugural youth ambassador, Cotillion. All right. We thank you as always, and you're always welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Great day. All right. A lot is going on, folks, so we have to pay attention. Some of the things, let me update you right quick. Some of the things that I talked about today, Texas passed where they want to hang the Ten Commandments in the classroom when they want to take out all the diversity and inclusion. in there. They're passing bills here in the state of Texas. So it's just Texas, Florida. Is there a connection? That's what I'm thinking about all the time. So again, you know, we talk about, and let me just repeat this so we can see the different narratives that are associated with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. All right? So what they really need to be hanging, thou shalt not shoot killers. Thou shalt not shoot kids that ring the wrong doorbell. Thou shalt not remove reps in Tennessee because they opposing a gun law. And last, thou shalt not use AR-15s for hunting, whether it's game or people. That's what they need to be talking about. In Oklahoma, sheriff gets caught talking about hanging black folks. What do you think should happen with that? Hanging black folks in Oklahoma. And lastly, a cop in Antioch, California, said that about black people. He said, now that we had the monkeys, let's go after the gorillas. If that don't piss you off, I don't know what will. For those who are listening to The World According to Drew, I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning, stirring up your conscience, making you think what we need to do to make sure our young men and young ladies in the future are prepared mentally. We want them to go through this system and do everything they can. You know, I'm up here looking at CNN right now and you know, they're talking about the Republican Party, the Democrats, or who's running. You know, don't forget, I don't mention names often, but when one told us that he could slap or kill somebody in Manhattan, he can get away with murder. Privilege versus the unprivileged. Craziness. What are we going to do about it? Make sure our kids understand, because when we're too old to fight, they're going to have to carry the torch with this next generation. So we need to make sure that they are prepared 100%. Again, I always say the focus on America is that we're in these wars. You know, it's all about politics, economics. Understand? And we are just going about it in so many different ways. We protect our honor, protect our country. But when you look where we are at the borders, and for some reason, seem like everybody that's stopping in Mexico from coming over to America, they have that rich tan. And I love to say the tan that they can't stand. They may not all speak English, but they have that tan that America can't stand. But yet and still, when this country was developing, everybody came across Ellis Island, Staten Island, when France gave us the Statue of Liberty as a gift. And people passed that way to come into America. They knew they were into America. So last I checked, when Columbus came over here, he didn't. How do you discover something that's already there? The Indians. The ship was, the captain was so drunk, the ship ran into America, ran aground, and then they saw Americans. Then they brought the African slaves, Jamestown, Virginia, St. Augustine, Florida, Augusta, Georgia, every coastal city that they could find along the shore, our eastern shore. And we migrated, had no idea where we were going, but we were just walking, moving with the sun. See, we didn't have a road map. We didn't have a clock. But we knew when the sun was up, it was day. When it was going down, it was night. Can you imagine the amount of lives that were lost when they had to cross the Mississippi River? See, they never talk about that as we migrated for this country going west. If you see Mississippi now, it's deep. And the shore is so tall, people fell off. But they found a way. Excuse me. They found a way to cross the Mississippi. Then when they got to the Mississippi and they went on, and did you know there's a lot of black Indian tribes in Oklahoma? They don't want to talk about that, but they'll talk about the Sioux Indians in South Dakota. But they don't talk about the Oklahoma Indians that look like you and I. So we migrated following the sun. You know, it's not like the meteorologists of the day. You know, well, the sun rises. Yeah, they have technology. But they know the sun rises in the east, and let's keep going till we catch it on the west side, not knowing what was on the other side. Crossed over the Rockies, went through the Grand Canyon. Look at the different landscapes they had to go through just to get to the other coast. And they kept traveling, not knowing what they were going to hit. They get to another sea called the Pacific. So they've combed the whole continental United States. Yes, we did it. We didn't have maps. We just had the sun. And then think about the contributions that we've made to this world. And we're getting treated like this. Can you imagine four cars at one intersection trying to cross? If they cross all together, you'll have an accident. But it took Benjamin Banneker to create Garrett Morris, all of them, to create traffic lights so that you can stop while the other traffic goes through. Think about those inventions. The cotton gin, tired of getting thorns in their fingers for picking cotton. So we come out and make things that will make it easier. We made this country. We're the backbone of this country. But yet, you want to keep us in second, third class seats. Folks, you better wake up. We're in this thing together. As we continue to fight each other, it's only showing our vulnerability for someone else to take over. So you can say what you want. You can do what you want. But we're going to keep pushing and pushing. And the Ten Commandments, instead of you posting it for us to read it, you better read it yourself. You better read it yourself. I get tired of just what things that are going on. Freedom of speech. You speak freely, but you kicked out of the Congress. You can go again, and this is what really gets me upset. When they had the demonstration in Charlottesville, Virginia, a kid 18 years old, given the benefit of the doubt if his daddy was 18 when he had him, that's 36 years since the voting rights. So the young man that ran over the person wasn't a gleam in his daddy eye, and his daddy wasn't a gleam in his daddy eye. So what are they telling their kids? They picking up the wrong part of history. And again, if we continue to fight each other, it's only going to show the vulnerability of our weakness as a country. People are coming in, people from other countries are running the banks. Folks, let's open our eyes and see what's going on. Financial institutions. You can call your electric company and talk to an agent, and you're in America, and you're stretching your ears trying to understand what they're talking about. That is so alarming. So you know what we do? We get out here and vote. There should be no apathy about voting. Get out here and vote, period. Ten Commandments. If you want to go be angelic or angelical, as some may say, then live by the Ten Commandments. Just don't have it covering the space on the wall. Tell your kids that Johnny's all right to play with. He ain't bad. It's just bad with, like, guess who's coming to dinner with Sidney Poitier. When she bought him home, they was hot as fish grease. And even the Sidney Poitier's father saw that he was marrying a white young lady. He was hot. Both daddies hot as fish grease. America. We love America. But the question, does America love us? It's about 37 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Just getting some on my chest. I need all of you all to stand fast and talk to your kids. Let them know. Because there was a time when we would walk and leave home. And we had no phones, no communicative devices. People may have seen us walk down the street. If we went somewhere, we communicated. Even now with all the technology, we're still missing each other. We're in neighborhoods where we don't talk anymore. I can tell you, in my neighborhood, I can tell you every neighbor. I knew every house on my street. Even down 3-4 blocks, I knew somebody in that block. Right now, we don't talk. We have different agendas. You know, we had neighborhood schools. Now kids are afforded opportunities with magnet schools, charter schools. When I came around, wasn't no charter school. They had private schools, public schools. That was the only two options we had. Now it's a multitude of options. But we have to stay strong. We have to teach our girls and our boys the right things to do, how to go about it. Because, again, if everything's not favorable, and we're not teaching the charge, but you have to learn how to navigate through it and find your hope, find your prize, and make your family happy. So many things to talk about, so little time to do it. What do you think about, and feel free to press 1 if you want to talk about Governor Abbott is trying to pardon a young man who shot someone. It was in a Black Lives Matter. And the headlines, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is trying to pardon a man convicted of murdering a Black Lives Matter, BLM protester. Stand your ground. Come on, dog. See, they want to hide. What if we stand our ground? Then we go to trial. Let me give you a good example. It gives you an idea. My cousin Vinny, two guys rob a convenience store. They shoot and kill the person inside. Someone with a similar car comes by. They only take the candy bar accidentally, and they're going to be charged for murder. How many of our young men and women have been falsely accused in this country? Not given the opportunity to explain their presence or give any reasoning behind their existence. It is hard now for parents. You go to work and you're just so afraid that what you may hear. I say be prayed up. Make sure your kids pray, because you never know. As a kid, summer never came fast enough. Christmas never came fast enough. As you get an adult, boy, they both come too fast. Then after a while, they pile up and more birthdays come along. But we must, you know, my hat's off. Council. Of taking these young individuals and trying to create a roadmap for them to follow. But it's up to the parents to reinforce what other positive groups are trying to do with these kids. You know, one time you could talk, when I was coming up, if I did something wrong, my neighbor could chastise me. And you better listen, because if not, when you got home, they're going to get you again. So, again, just tell your kids, just listen. You know, you never know what information people are giving, but use your better judgment. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Take that route and live to see another day. It is tough out here. It is absolutely tough. It's about 42 minutes after the hour. I have some people calling in. I'm waiting for them to call in. I want to say congratulations to the men of Kappa Alpha Psi. Our Kappa University is celebrating of existence. I want to say hello to the group that we were together yesterday up in far north Dallas, reminiscing. And I kind of laughed because I was, I guess, the oldest when I first got there. And then a guy that was ahead of me came, and I felt much better that I wasn't the oldest guy there. But we shared stories, similarities, and just kind of talked. And they know me. I'm always going to talk about what we can do for other people, what we can do to make their lives better through the training of our kids. And we have chapters all over the city that we can have Kappa League to kind of help these moms out here, you know, with their boys and get them on the right track. So there are a lot of things there. So, oh, we talked, there's a term that we use called spinning yarn, and that's Y-A-R-N, dozens, if you want to. But the story that might have been an inch in length when it happened, now it's a yard. So everybody got to add a little something to it. That we had some guys from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 20s, when I say 2000, 2010, and now we had a young man that just recently played in 23. And some of the similarities, and trying to give them the wisdom to carry on. And it was really good. Told some stories that a lot of people have not heard. You know, I get a kick out of just telling stories anyway. But just let them know how things were when I was in school versus what they had to encounter. We didn't have all the technology. When your parents call you, they called you on a payphone in the hallway. We didn't have the cell phones. Yeah, I'm dating myself, but that's, I'm just showing how evolution has evolved in our lives. And you talk once a week. I remember a time you used to call, even when you had your phone in your apartment or your dorm. I would drive from Tampa to Tallahassee, and I would call myself person-to-person collect call, and then your mother would hear your voice. You'd ask for yourself, and she know you got that, and it didn't cost us anything. So, you know, we find a way to hustle back in those days. But those were things that were great. We didn't have all the conveniences that we have now. But this generation is just gifted or spoiled, however you want to look at it. They have all these props. But we conveyed information back and forth, which made it that much even better back then. What a beautiful Sunday morning. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. You know, we talk about gun laws. We talk about these AR-15s. And, you know, folks, can you believe the mass shootings? And I'll run through that right quick. And they talk about gun laws. This is absolutely absurd of what we're going from last Sunday. All right. In Dadeville, Alabama, 4 people killed, 32 shot. Louisville, Kentucky, 2 people shot, 4 injured there. Biloxi, Mississippi, only 5 people were injured. Maui, California, okay, 2 people killed, 3 shot or injured. Houston, Texas, the 5th shooting of the year for them in April. The 1 person was killed, 3 were injured. Baltimore, Maryland, their 5th recorded shooting. No one killed, but 4 people injured. In Maine, 4 people killed, 3 people injured. Connecticut, Hartford, that is, 1 killed, 3 injured. And we talk about gun laws. What are we doing? Why can't we control the gun laws? Take it up to 21. They can't drink or buy liquor. They can't buy cigarettes. Why would you want them to buy guns? Right now, our teenagers are going through so much. Body insurance, home, all-time high. They're not thinking rationally if they have a breakup or someone doesn't like them. You know, they're trying to level the table. Well, that's not an option that we need to have. We need 21 when you're a grown person. If you're still feeling that way, then you're responsible for your own actions. But again, America, what are we doing to make life better? You have the rich and famous. You have some who are not as famous and not as rich. But we're all in here. We play an important role in our own society. What is next? What is next? Now, folks, we have an e-blast that you, let me give you a number where you can call and get our e-blast from us. We talk about a variety of things. That particular number is area code 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. 0110. And you can get some information. We cover everything from the rooter to the tutor, lifestyle, sports, health, economics. You name it, we got it. We're celebrating 150 years of the Black Press. We have a feature of Dr. Freddie Haynes, Support Black Businesses. The business by Black, Catfish Smith, Seafood, Heaven Serving Catfish, not swy. You know, everybody getting swy is confused with catfish. It's cheaper. Excuse me. You'll find Catfish Smith in sunny South Dallas. They've served the community since 1971. Carlo G. is the owner and hails from Louisiana. Catfish is... He said catfish is what he was raised on, and he bought it in sunny South Dallas. You can order online or call in or pull up the Catfish Smiths on 46th Street, or you can call 214-428-4407. You can find him on the web. You can go www, which is www.catfishsmithdtx. For Dallas, Texas, .com. And you can find, again, www.catfishsmithdtx.com. That's the business spotlight for today. You can get these daily blasts and keep up with a lot of things that are going on in the city of Dallas. Some of the happy birthdays. It was nice. I had my birthday last week. Thank you for all who wished me a happy birthday. I appreciate that. Some of the famous people, Judge Maybelline, remember from People's Court, it's her birthday this on this day. Gina L. Bell, Robert C. Walker, just to name a few. A lot is going on, folks. You know what? They always said if you put it on paper or in a book, we'll never find it out. But you know what? Still in this technology world, you can come and get some information that's closer to your neighborhood, and that's what we're doing here with the Spotlight with Texas Metro News Daily Blast. I see we have someone from Tampa. If you got something or question, or anyone, if you have a question, just press 1, and if I can answer, I will. If not, I'll let you know. I know how far I can go out in the water with things, so. I see a good old 813 number, which is my neck of the woods. Press down and let's see what's going on in your woods, your neighborhood. Just press 1. It's so many similarities between the state of Florida and the state of Texas. It's just unbelievable. But thank you. And 813, welcome to the world. Andrew, what's going on in your world this morning?
Hey, Andrew, how you doing, man? Hey, we're all good down here in Florida. We're dealing with our Governor DeSantis trying to disrupt everything that we worked hard to build with Disney World. And, of course, we all know what's going on with DeSantis and pushing back on our rights, our female rights down here. It's, and I think you've already touched on it somewhat. But between DeSantis and former presidential, President Trump down here, there's a lot going on constantly. As a matter of fact, one of DeSantis, one of his PACs, his electoral PACs have agreed to pay for Donald Trump to move to Texas. That's how bad they want him out of here. That's how bad the two of them are feuding because they're going to butt heads in running for Republican president in the primary.
Right.
But, that's what's going on down here. Some of the things that's going on.
Right.
Got a lot.
Look, you made a key point when they talk about a lot of people. You know, you can't have two people from the same state when you run for president. And I know both of them want the top seat. We had the controversy with President Bush and Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney actually was a Halliburton is a government company that will clean up after the wars. And he had residence here in Dallas, and I think he moved to Wyoming to do it. So DeSantis know that his number one adversary is there in the state of Florida that's dealing with some political judgments right now in New York. And so it's stirring it up. But you touched on something. Let me tell you about the Disney. You and I grew up there in Florida going to Disney. Everything. I think we were little squirts, but we were able to, back in the 70s, we were able to go to Disney World, had a great time. And now DeSantis has come in. He's trying to take the independence that the previous government of Florida allowed Disney to function as its own municipality. They had their
They've just passed a law down here that's taking that right away from Disney. It's now with a special board of the state of Florida. Disney no longer has its independence.
And so now the burden of proof and everything falls on Osceola County, Polk County, and Orange County. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And folks, if you don't know, Orange County is Orlando, Kissimmee, which some of you out here in Dallas, you tell me Kissimmee, it was a chief Indian. That's Osceola. And some of Kane City right there is in Polk County. So a little bit of Kissimmee is Polk. So a lot of those people who have had lifetime breaks now have to feed into the Disney. And Mickey's not happy right now of what's going on there in Florida. And not
no,
to be outdone, Andrew, our governor here is very similar. The ideals or the ideologies of the Republican Party here about stand your ground, here where a guy shot and killed someone from Black Lives Matter, and the governor's considering pardoning him because they said he's standing in his ground, his own ground, protecting himself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how it depends on who have the gun, how the laws turn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I want to tell you a happy 90th anniversary. Thank you for going down this journey with me as well. And to all our line brothers that we, you know, we've met. Well, we know we've been with so many guys, but with our, the guys that taught us the way. Congratulate them as well. 90 years, Drew. Who would have thought, you know, that we would be here trying to celebrate 90 years of our chapter's existence. So we thank you so much. Feel free anytime to be a part of the show. If I get it together, folks, hey, go hug your kids. If they're not with you, call them, let them know how much you love them. It goes a long way. Because you're listening to the answer of a mother's prayer, hearing me. Because there are a lot of things I could have gotten into that I didn't. I met 21 guys my freshman year in college that changed my life, got me on the straight and narrow. I tried. I don't have brothers that like my brothers. I do everything to make them smile. And you might hear a little crack in my voice, because that's how I feel. That's how I feel about that. So I know I got a coworker on. Wiggum ain't as tough as he try to be, but he sent up enough and he didn't get it by himself. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and others, folks, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Things will get better, because when we leave here, only heaven knows what's going to happen. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and his crew, I'm out. Always remember, it's only one time, God. Peace.